Once again, hello everybody, this is Shay Wheat with Millionaire Partnerships. I want to welcome you to tonight's Millionaire Mastermind Roundtable conference call that we do every single Monday night at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. We do these calls for you. They are on motivation, inspiration, six and seven figure results, things to help you grow personally and professionally. Regardless of whatever business you are in, or just wanting to learn a little something extra about yourself and grow spiritually or more in tune and finding out the questions that you have to answer as we go through this game we call life. Tonight, I have the pleasure of connecting with you, and my topic for tonight is something I've kind of experienced through the past week and a half, and my title of it is Why? Who the heck knows? And the reason I'm titling it this is, goodness, it's been kind of an emotional couple of weeks for me personally. There's been some ups and downs. I've been on this kind of a emotional roller coaster, and I tend to find myself asking questions of, why is this going on? What's the purpose? Why are these things happening in the universe that they're happening and correlating right now? And why am I connecting with the people that I'm connecting with? And when you're right up against a situation, it's a little hard to see what the answers are right then and there. However, as I step back and look at it now that it's been a little bit of time, it actually makes a lot more sense. So I'd like to share with you a couple of things. The past couple of weeks, and I know if you're on the call last week, you heard about Randy speaking about Hannah. And if you go to his blog, randygonzalezjr.com, you'll see Hannah's dream. And Hannah was a beautiful young lady who we actually connected with her aunt and uncle. And she recently passed away. But her dream was to send art supplies to less fortunate children in different countries such as Fiji. She saw a story online and said, you know what, Mom, I have a dream that you and I are going to help the poor sad kids. And her mom was like, okay, that's great, honey. How in the world are we going to do that? And Hannah replied and said, you know, we're going to give them stuff to do art and we're going to help them, Mom. And that's kind of how her story started. And we actually connected with her aunt and uncle on a cruise ship. And it was wonderful and fun and exciting and connected with a lot of great people. But they have, you know, such great energy about them that we were really drawn to them. And so we were compelled when we heard the story about their niece, Hannah, and passing away in a car accident. And at the time, you kind of go, okay, why in the world? Why is this happening? Why? It's, you know, so short of life. And now that you look, or I personally look back on it, her dream has now touched and reached hundreds of thousands of people. So her purpose and her why was to get this dream out there to the world. So as you can tell, it's pretty touching. Now, we were actually with her aunt and uncle this past week in Arizona. And while we were down there, personally, I got a phone call that one of my really dear friends lost her son, same age as Hannah, to asthma. And again, I felt myself saying, why in the world are these children being called back up to the source, back up to the universe, back up to God? And at the time, it's extremely hurtful, and it still is. But talking with her mom, with Willem's mom, the little boy of my dear friend, I was telling her also about Hannah. And she made something pretty clear to me, that the loss of these children, they're very spiritual and full of energy and full of light, are being called back to do their work otherwise, in a different way. And for us here, still on Earth, to remember them, to look at their purpose, and to carry on their dream. So, in this week and a half, personally, I have seen two young children leave the physical world. And then, on a happy note, in the past couple of days, actually, about 3 days ago, my brother and sister-in-law had their baby, Parker. So, I've seen the complete circle of life. I've seen two children go back and one come in. And I actually got back today into California to visit Parker. And it's a miracle. In this process, I've seen this bring people together, helping to define their purpose and their compelling why. So in terms of Hannah and her dream, her mom is now, her compelling why is to carry on Hannah's dream and continue to affect and bless other children with sending them art supplies. And you can find out Anna's whole entire dream at hdream.wordpress.com or check out Randy's blog at randygonzalezjr.com. But what I wanted to bring to your guys' awareness tonight is, even though we have the questions of why and may not know necessarily, you know, why at the time, the how comes back to you. And it may be in a week, it may be in 2 months, and it may actually be in 20 years. It comes to you when you're ready. It comes to you when, you know, the universe is ready to present it to you. It comes to you while you walk your path and you continue on the purpose, on your compelling why, as you're defining it. It helps you realize a purpose that's bigger than you, bigger than the worries of, oh my gosh, I don't know if I'm going to be able to make my, you know, house payment. It's bigger than that. It's more compelling. It allows you to tap into a purpose that will carry you through. I know many of you have heard Randy's compelling why in his story, and that has taken him through. And now look at him, 15 plus years later, you know, so it's been a journey, and it's been not easy. But it's for you. Each person is different. One more story I have for you is of a woman who had lost her husband at a very young age, left her with 3 children. And that was her question. Why? Why me? Why now? Why did it have to be him? And a series of events ended up leading to a huge purpose and a huge movement that is much bigger than her, much bigger than her family, and has touched hundreds of thousands of people. And I was actually with her this weekend, and she was at the seminar that we attended, and she got on stage and told her compelling story. And for 20 years, she didn't know why it was her, why the universe, why God, why the infinite spirit had chosen her and her family. But up until a couple of months ago, she didn't know why, and she had always had that question, and her children had always asked, why? And she's like, I don't know. But now she knows. She knows that her purpose was to go through this so her story would touch hundreds of thousands of people and create a movement that is so huge, and it is changing lives all over the globe. And it's simple, but it's powerful. So as I was saying before, it could be a week, it could be a month, it could be 20 years. But when it does come to you, when you do actually realize the purpose and the why behind it, it becomes an aha moment. Now, in terms of if you're standing here or you're listening on the phone or on the web and you're going, okay, well, that's great, but I don't know if I even have a purpose. I don't know my why. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. That's fine. And there's tons of ways to figure it out. It doesn't have to be a catastrophic event to occur for you to figure it out. My question to you would be, what excites you? What are the loves of your life? What are the things that are deeply important to you? Is it your children? Is it a cause? Is it to change lives, you know, one person at a time? Is it to be an inspiration to, you know, a neighbor? Is it something, you know, much smaller and just making little differences or saying hi to people each and every day or smiling? Is it to, you know, like Hannah's dream, to change the lives of children from afar? What is it that excites you? What makes you light up when you talk about it to somebody? Or even if it makes you emotional, that's okay too. I've always kind of said, when you cry, it waters your growth. And as you can tell, I'm pretty choked up on this call. That's pretty much because it's passionate for me. And that's part of my why and my purpose, is to connect with like-minded individuals and to make a difference in this world. And if it's touching just one person on this call, then it's worth it. And sometimes, if you're kicking and screaming and you're not wanting to do something in any area of your life, that's usually the one thing that you deserve to take a look at and kind of acknowledge. Ask yourself, why do you not want to be in the situation, or why are you kicking and screaming? What is it that's making you not want to do it? And it's probably the one thing that's going to be a quantum leap or a breakthrough for you to get you to the next level. So if it excites you, if it's emotional, fantastic. Write it down. Put it on a 3x5 index card. Carry it with you. When things happen to you and you're like, oh man, maybe you're in business and you've got your card here and you've got your why and your purpose and it's in your wallet or it's in your purse, and maybe something's, you know, someone cuts you off on the road and you're like, get angry or you get agitated, remember what's on that card. Remember what you're really here to do. Remember the dream. Remember your why, your purpose, because that'll take you back to a state where that little insignificant thing doesn't matter. The why has to be huge. It has to be bigger than something small and that might ruin your day or may cause you to go down a path you don't want to go. It puts you back in that state of reference to make you that emotional or make you excited or light up, to keep you back on track. I would really, my wish for each and every one of you today is, if you don't know your purpose or your why, is to sit in a quiet space after this call and really ask yourself, you know, close the door, turn off the phone, turn off the internet. Don't let this moment pass you by. And really sit with yourself and ask, you know, what is it that excites me? What is the love of my life? Is it your children? Is it, you know, to help animals? Is it whatever the case may be? To be a speaker on stage and inspire people? Or is it something simple as, you know, helping at the food kitchen? All extremely powerful. It reminds me of, I went down to the women's conference in Long Beach last year, an event put on by Maria Schreiber, and she actually created an award called the Minerva Award. And this is to give tribute to the people who maybe aren't, they're the ones that are on the line every single day making a difference. And they may not necessarily have the recognition that they so truly deserve. They're not well known. They're not a celebrity. They're not the ones on stage. It's the people that are making the small changes that are making a huge impact. And that was part of Maria's dream, and still is. So you could actually go to CaliforniaWomen.org and nominate somebody in your community that is making a change, that deserves to be recognized, that the world, you know, deserves to know the type of work that they're doing, something that's bigger than themselves, bigger than, you know, their own worries. I mean, some of these women, my goodness, one of them last year was serving bagels and donuts, you know, from the back of her car to, I believe, the homeless people in her neighborhood. And it's just grown and expanded, and now she has kind of a truck that now she has, you know, warm coffee and hot chocolate, and it's actually helped get some people back on their feet. The human potential has come through her and has inspired others to continue on and to not give up. But it was the belief in them that they received from her. That's all they required. And it was simple. I was connecting with somebody this week, and part of her story was she was on her last leg and she was living out of her car with her daughter. And they were, you know, going through the seats in the car trying to scrounge up some change to put some gas in the car. And so she goes in and she, you know, has maybe a dollar's worth of change. She puts it on the counter and she feels a hand on her shoulder. And it's like, you know what, honey, don't worry about it. I've got you. I'll fill up your gas tank. And she was so taken aback. And it was along the lines of paying it forward. Because the gentleman behind her told her, you know what, I've been there. And somebody helped me. And I promised that I would pay it forward. And that's my only request. And to this day, she's, you know, said that she would do the same thing. Something small. Going up and shaking the hand of, you know, as one of the armed forces individuals, you see them getting coffee. Go up and shake their hand and tell them thank you. thank you for their service. Thank you for what they're doing. Whether you believe in anything or not of them being over there or fighting or not, they're still doing it for us in the country. It's bigger than you and me. Or maybe just if they're in line for coffee, buy their coffee. It's like $4 or $5. But I guarantee you, that story will mean so much to you, and it will open up your heart. And it probably means the world to the person who you're doing it for. It's listening to those promptings, listening to that inner voice that you have. It will never take you down the wrong path. It will always keep you safe, and it'll always make a difference. So I want to thank each and every single one of you for being on tonight's call. I know it's been one that's a little choked up for me, but I hope it's touched you. I hope you, and my wish for you is that you've gained something, that maybe it's a breakthrough, that maybe you'll pass the call along, that you'll go to MillionaireMastermindRoundtable.com and you'll forward the link to somebody who you have a prompting that you feel they deserve to hear this information. That's my wish for you. Wishing each and every single one of you wealth, happiness, and prosperity. Until next Monday night at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time, this is Shea Wheat with Millionaire Partnerships. God bless.